And in case you're planning to slip into a warm theater during this holiday weekend, here is our weekly digest of how the film critics feel about the new releases. Mark Jordan Legan of the online magazine Slate has this summary judgment.
As 2006 draws to a close, it's only natural to look back and become reflective. Like, why did I pay $11 to see Beer Fest? Well, we're here to help. The nation's film critics actually like most of the new movies opening in wide release today. The Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Dreamgirls has been adapted for the screen, and this rags-to-riches story of a female singing group stars Beyoncé Knowles, Jamie Foxx, and American Idol contestant Jennifer Hudson.
What's going on? You are still too loud.
I'm trying, Curtis.
Look, if you don't ease up, I'll do it for you.
Maybe we should just come back in the morning.
You know we can't. The album's already a month late.
The critics cheer for Dreamgirls, and Jennifer Hudson in particular gets raves for her performance. Newsweek gushes, the movie belongs to Hudson. When she's center stage, Dreamgirls transports you to a movie musical heaven. USA Today agrees, when Hudson's on screen, the movie shines. When she's not, the whole endeavor suffers. But The New Yorker has hugs and kisses for the entire production. A great movie musical has been made at last. And if a flashy musical doesn't fit in with your post-holiday mood, then maybe a turbulent love story set during a major cholera epidemic in 1920s China is more apropos. Edward Norton and Naomi Watts star in the limited-release drama The Painted Veil, based on the classic novel by Somerset Maugham.
Honestly, I don't understand you. What is it that you want from me?
Perhaps I just want us to be a little less unhappy.
You're mistaken in thinking that I'm unhappy. I've far too much to do here to think of you very much at all.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. I feel useless.
What do you propose that I do
for
about
God's
that?
God's sakes, Walter, will you stop punishing me?
Most of the nation's critics were swept away by the beauty and the powerful performances. Even though the LA Times complains it's impeccable but leaves you cold, Premiere ranks it as one of the year's quiet gems. The New York Daily News points out that The Painted Veil may begin slowly, but it also ends too soon. And the Minneapolis Star Tribune cheers, stunning locations, a story with strong emotional and spiritual conflicts, and a first-rate cast. But if all that sounds a bit too heavy, how about a black-and-white mystery set during post-World War II Berlin? The Good German reunites Academy Award-winning director Steven Soderbergh and star George Clooney as they bring together a powerful ensemble that includes Tobey Maguire and Cate Blanchett.
Where are you going?
I have someone to meet.
Who?
Stop following me.
What about the curfew?
Life is inconvenient sometimes like that.
It's not safe.
And always it seems not safe.
Who?
Someone who could get me out of Berlin.
The critics are split on this, some agreeing with the title, and others suggesting it be called The Average German. The Miami Herald finds it fascinating in concept, but a disaster in execution. An ambitious miss, suggests New York Magazine, but Rolling Stone says haunting and hypnotic, and the Chicago Reader calls The Good German engrossing. It's an R-rated Casablanca. Wow, an R-rated Casablanca sounds intriguing. We'll always have Paris, you ugly. And play it, Sham, or I'll that right out of you. Ah, there's nothing like the classics.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer, and he lives in Los Angeles.